Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, guys. Welcome to this podcast titled Remote Control Helicopters. You may already know that sometimes the best helicopters are the ones that you really put a lot of work into. For instance, the remote control gas helicopters, which require constant attention and care to their every detail, be it cleaning, preparing to fly, flying, and taking down and cleaning before storage, are often the type of helicopter that people are most likely to purchase again. In today's episode, we shall be talking about mini remote control helicopters are a great gift. My aunt recently had triplets, and while thinking about what to get them for their first birthday, I came across an advert for mini remote control helicopters and thought that was a wonderful idea. Since there are three babies, three mini remote controlled helicopters would be just perfect. I was really excited about the idea. But since the helicopters would be so small, it might not be a good idea until the triplets were a bit older. Anyway, I started researching the prices of remote control mini helicopters in order to be an informed consumer when buying them. Well, I was quite surprised at the price. They were almost as expensive as standard remote controlled helicopters, and I couldn't understand why. Apparently, according to the seller, they are so expensive because it takes a lot of time and patience to assemble all the small parts of the mini remote controlled helicopters. I didn't realize it was such an intense process. Apparently, these folks seem to think that it takes even more attention to detail and talent to assemble mini remote controlled helicopters than to assemble full-size helicopters. I understood what they meant when they reminded me that remote controlled mini helicopters also have more fragile parts, so they often break unless you have light, nimble fingers. After all that, I was much more familiar with mini remote control helicopters, and I knew for sure that they weren't a good gift idea for baby triplets. Maybe that's a good idea as they're 10 or 11, but for now I'm guessing the best they could get would be big helicopter stuffed animals, something they can't swallow or break, and something that won't is not too expensive in case they smudge or stain it. It was a good experience for me, I thought, because I'm often bad at finding gifts, and that was another example of that. Unfortunately, I don't really know what people like the most, and when I think I have a good idea, I'm usually wrong. The difficulty is that it takes a long time to talk to sellers about an item, especially when you finally decide it's not a good gift idea. It's often best to read reviews online and see what other people think of a particular product, in this case mini remote control helicopters, and then move on thing. This can be done quickly and you don't have to pay for gas. I hope this little article has helped you in your search for remote controlled mini helicopters, and I hope you will eventually settle for a helicopter model that you will enjoy for years to come. Remote control mini helicopters can be a wonderful gift for someone else or yourself. My recommendation is that you should make sure they are age appropriate before making a purchase. Remote control turbo helicopters, the very best kind. Some people are so preoccupied with buying a helicopter at the right price that they don't even consider the possibility of getting a remote control turbo helicopter. The turbo helicopter is truly an awesome new technology. It flies higher, faster, and is more agile than a comparable helicopter that doesn't have the turbo look. Sure, you might run into a friend or neighbor who says they could get a turbo remote control helicopter for the price of a regular helicopter, and that might really piss you off. But remember, if you think you made a good purchase and know how wonderful your new RC helicopter is, it doesn't matter what others paid, and they might get one anyway. Price. I usually tell myself this because as a professional helicopter pilot specializing in RC helicopters, I've seen my share of competition, and it's not just down to the ability to fly a helicopter well. For some reason, helicopter enthusiasts are hesitant to buy the best model at the best price, and since turbo helicopters are notoriously higher quality and therefore more expensive, the cheaper turbo helicopter is often the most desirable. I can tell you from personal experience, even if you are a wonderful helicopter pilot, other professional helicopter pilots will not take you seriously if you are not a savvy buyer. I had to learn this the hard way, and since then I just wanted to make sure everyone I talk to is knowledgeable on the subject, because the RC Turbo Helicopter group is tight-knit, and once they get you exile, it's hard to go back. As for me, I was so excited about buying my first Turbo RC helicopter that I didn't worry too much about the price. I had worked really hard for about a year and saved my money like you wouldn't believe and was ready to buy the best helicopter on the market. And even though I did, it turns out that I bought my RC Turbo helicopter for over $100 above market value. Apparently there is the equivalent of a Kelley Blue Book for helicopters, and people really make sure they know the value of a helicopter before making a sale. Well, since then it's been really hard to get back into their group, and I ended up selling my first Turbo RC helicopter and bought another model at a great price. You see, other people who consider themselves professional helicopter pilots think they're really smart, so they don't understand why anyone would buy a helicopter at the wrong price. If you can show them you're a smart shopper, they'll take you under their wing and you'll be as good as gold. Different blade types for your remote control helicopters. As a world-famous helicopter pilot with tons of medals, plaques, and rewards, I know a lot about remote-controlled helicopter blades and the problems they can sometimes cause. Apparently, just like the guy who left a good review for a company he didn't know enough about to write a well-researched review, there are also stories of people who left bad reviews, and the product was actually pretty good, and then they have never again been asked to write a review for a company, and that too cost them money. So the moral of the story is to always make sure your reviews are well-researched, and don't put your name on anything unless you really trust it's a quality product. But at the same time, it's very easy to just be bad about something, but you should also avoid it if you want to be penalized again for a new review. As for the blades for remote control helicopters, I was lucky enough to participate in a detailed test session of the blades for remote control helicopters so that I can see what are the important things to check when considering another remote control helicopter for your collection, and especially if you are about to buy your first remote controlled helicopter. Basically, the blades are very important. You must be durable if you are not a very good leaflet, because it is the blades that often encounter things and are damaged. At the same time, they don't want all situations, but people always do it. Overall, they are better with a helicopter with strong metal or plastic leaves, although the plastic leaves tend to be lighter, so they are sometimes the best bet, but the metal leaves are generally more durable. So they are. It is really the assumption of everyone. And they also want to look for blades that are rounded on the edges. It's not just good because the rounded edges are more aerodynamic. It is also because you can protect yourself and protect your loved ones from helicopter leaves. For example, if you take a helicopter from a high shelf. I know a friend who had a helicopter on a high shelf, and she didn't know how to get rounded blades, and when she got down she dropped it and actually cut her hands pretty badly. She didn't need stitches, but it was still a scary incident for her that she could have avoided by simply taking a rounded edge helicopter. Other times I hear of people who have had metal blades on their helicopters, and the rest of the helicopter was not built strong enough to support the heavy metal blades, and those helicopters never fly properly. Thanks for listening till the end. See you next time.